All right, with the creative team of Silent Token, played at the Action Crime Thriller Film Festival. Camilla's the director, and she's with Joseph, who is the cinematographer. Silent Token, so it's been on the festival circuit. How's it going so far for you guys?
Really well. This is the first time that I have actually entered and made a short film. So, using Film Freeway, I've submitted to several film festivals and I've heard back from a few and really happy with what's going on with it, especially from your film festival. Really excited about the feedback and the way everything is run. It's really great.
That's great. So you wrote the screenplay, correct?
Yes.
So when did you kind of come up with this idea for this short film? You're in it as well, correct?
Yes, I'm one of the main stars in
Yeah.
the
Did you
short
write
film.
it for yourself? Did you know that you're going to be the star in the film?
Yes, I'm
Okay.
not gonna lie. Yes, I
Yeah.
did. I worked in the film industry and I worked on a popular television cop show. And I got the inspiration from there. And then I said, you know what? I'm gonna come up with something and I'm gonna put myself in it as the main character, the main star. And that's where I went from there in writing and developing it.
And what's the show that you worked on?
Blue Bloods.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
It's been around for 15 years, right?
14.
14 years? Oh, okay. Next year will be 15, right?
Well, it ended.
Oh, okay.
So,
Yeah.
I got on for season 13 and season 14. So I was lucky to work full time on there.
Yeah.
And yeah,
What did you
so
do?
I played a stand-in actor, background actor, and I also got to play one of the characters as the deceased Mrs. Reagan, who was Tom Selleck's wife from the past in a past flashback in one of the episodes.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, but a lot. And then I did script readings, recordings, and also some simulation scenes with the green screen and stuff like
That's
that. So,
cool.
yeah, it was really a great
You met
experience.
Bridget Monahan?
Yes, I worked with Bridget Moynihan. I worked with Tom Selleck. I worked with Donnie Wahlberg. Yep. And I stood in for Vanessa Ray. So she was the blonde cop who played Eddie
Gotcha.
Jenkins. Yeah.
So I understand because you're on set, especially a set like that. It's fast paced. They're working long days, and they obviously know each other so well. That's season 13, but you must be getting so much knowledge about like camera setups, how they kind of block a scene, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, and I was continuously paying attention all 12 to 14 hours on set and
Yeah.
asking questions like crazy to the DP and the camera operators and like, hey, what are you using now? Or what app are you using for this scene? And so it was great. It was such a great learning experience.
So then this is your first film?
This is my first short film that I made.
Okay. And then so then so how did you and Joseph start collaborating? Joseph?
I know Joseph for a long time. He's actually my son.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's, well, you tell him about your background.
Yeah, so I've always been into like movie making and stuff of that sort. So I studied it in high school, how to work a camera, how to actually understand it. And then I started getting into writing, filmmaking, short films, things of that sort. And I kind of clicked with directing and cinematography. I feel like for me, it goes hand in hand, even though that's not a common style, but I like to do both and help out with people's projects when they have that. So right now, I've worked on several projects that are in the film festival circuits right now. And this is one that is, doing really great. And we have the opportunity for the first time to do something like this for both of us. So I've studied this practice in school. And while I was in school, I even did freelance gigs and just short film projects, just trying to involve myself with as much as possible of filmmaking and videography and directing. So obviously this was a chance that I had to take, and it could be like, oh, you're working with your mom, but not really. It's still an opportunity. It's still work, and it
Sure.
was opportunity for me to, be a cinematographer on a official short film. So
Yeah. And he made a short film himself a year before, which came out really well. And he's putting that in film festivals as well. And then he made another one. Sorry, he made another one, his girlfriend, and they won.
yeah, it's won at the Marist Film Awards, Marist University. We both attended there. I'm an alumni. My girlfriend just recently graduated. We submitted a film to the Film Awards there. The Foxies, they're called, for the Foxes
And they won.
mascot. And we won six awards. One of those was Best Cinematography for me. We had Best Actress, Best Director, Best Picture, Best Production Design, Best Editing, Best Screenplay. So that was pretty awesome.
I had to pay him too. It wasn't for free.
You had to pay him.
He has to work for me.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him to.
Okay. What about rent? Is rent free?
Kind of, sort of, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I get it. So, yeah. So how does that, okay, so then how did it work? So basically, do you remember when you first read your mom's script?
Yeah, we did a read through together,
Everything
and
official, just like as if I was on the television set. Like I
yeah.
made sure. Yeah.
Because I didn't really want to read it on my own, like just on a file on my phone, even though that's the glory of the world today. You get that, opportunity too. But I wanted to actually sit down and get an understanding and visualize it. So I remember when we were planning it out, and I was trying to see her vision and make it into fruition through storyboarding, which I don't usually do, but this is a meaningful project. So I was like trying to get the vision of somebody who I'm not the director's chair in, so
Yep.
work with someone as only specifically cinematographer. So just trying to bring out her vision in the settings, the small locations that we had, to make them bigger and grander than they were.
Yeah, I had a very tight budget.
Gotcha. All right, so then what did so then so you wanted to act, you wanted so how was acting and directing at the same time?
Oh, I loved it. I actually taught musical theater and voice and acting for 10 years for kids and young adults. I've plenty of studying and training. I went to four acting schools, college, theater, everything, and then I left it and then I came back to it. So doing that together, it was really great. I enjoyed it a lot. It felt like it came easy for me because of the 10 years of teaching musical theater and acting. Remember when we were going through the first film day? I was just like on it and moving, and especially the experience being on set full time. I mean, I've worked in the industry for about 6 years now, but full time on that set every day, Monday through Friday, 14-hour days. And that helped a lot for me to just cut, go, film, direct and act with it. And it was funny because one of the main characters in my film is my brother. And yeah, and he's also in the industry as well. And when we were acting and going through the first filming day, we shot the last scene first, because I was doing it based off of everybody's availability. Yeah, so I put that scene first and we got through it and kept everybody in line and shot and everything. He was amazed. Like, wow, this seemed to really come easy for you, and you just breezed through it and kept everybody in line. I was like, yeah, everything, all the collaboration of the experience that I've been through really pulled through this short film. It felt great.
So you mentioned in your in the blog interview that you had to do a fight scene too, right? Like it's an
Yeah.
obviously So how is doing the fight scene?
Oh, I hated it. No. Well, I mean, okay. We were filming. That was the first day that we were filming, and I put the last scene first with all the cops coming at the end and walking through. Then we shot the second scene was the mob, the two mob guys. And then after, so now we're going into 10 hours.
Sure.
And my brother was waiting patiently, and he's all excited about this too as well, which I was so happy about. And he had his gear on and everything, and I'm here like, all right, it's 10 hours now, I'm starving. We cleaned up and we start going through the fight scene to get those B-roll shots and the flashbacks, and he's filming and he sees the exhaustion on my face, and my brother's like, all right, you gotta yell the karate sound like this, and then do it like this and hit like this. And I thought we were just going to get right through it and do a few, and act it out. He wanted it to like just be legit and authentic, like a real fighter. And I admired that because he was really into it, but at the same time, I was just like giving him the look like, let's get these shots
Yeah,
and let's get it.
we'll say, you know how it's important for editing to make a fight look good. That holds true when, you filmed a long day and you want to get that part in. It made it more exciting than actually being on there filming. But it was still fun.
It was fun.
But the camera and the editing really does the movie magic.
It does. And
Sure.
the first couple of hits kind of hurt. And
Yeah.
then I'm, hey, we're acting. He's like, oh yeah. And he does, he works on set where he teaches actors how to use weapons and stuff like that. And that's his special abilities. So now he's teaching me the stunts and, well, not stunts, the fighting little scenes. And that was, it was tough. It was tough, but we got through it.
Gotcha. And so then, okay, so then you're doing you guys are doing the film together. How are you feeling at the end, like the last shot when you yell cut and then you're wrapped? How are you feeling?
I felt relieved first, and then also excited at the same time. Like, wow, we really did it. And, we brought this dream to life, and it felt invigorating, exciting, a whole bunch of feelings like I completed something that I wanted to do for so long and dreamt of. Felt great.
So how's the relationship with your son? Pretend he's not here. Like, how is that collaboration?
Well, it went really well, and things happen when things happen, right? It
Sure.
rains when it pours, right? And he was working a tough job at the time and crazy hours, and he still committed to making that promise, fulfilling that promise to film with me and to help me complete this project. And there were times when we butt heads, and then we got through it and we went right back to working, whereas if we're just work buddies, or not even work buddies, just co-workers, and we're on a set and we got to film this and we got to get it done. But yeah.
And
Oh, why don't you
how is working
ask?
with your mom?
I would say I did hear that, obviously, but I totally do agree, and I can't lie about it because I kind of guess I got a taste of what it's like for the real working people, or even like the producers with the directors. You know how you always hear that they fight over, production and set pieces and stuff like that. We didn't really like fight. We would like go back and forth a few times, butt heads. And it wasn't even about the movie sometimes. It's about like planning
Timing.
something and timing. And I was, working this job, and it really was like crazy hours. So I would like catch myself, and then I'd apologize, and I'd be like, why? It was so simple. Why was I even, mad about that? Or why was I even questioning that? And then it all worked out. And it really was just trusting the vision that she
Yeah,
had.
that he did in the end of if we ever did, there were a few arguments on the way, but in the end of any of it, he saw, I explained, and then we started working together. Every time that we worked together, things started to like flow and like be creative, and the magic started happening.
Yeah, when the camera rolled, it was like my mind went back to like, wait, I'm here and
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be here. It's like, why am I being like that? And then always ended in apology when it happened, just like,
Or ended in a, we're good. And then looking at the shots after, like doing any of the work, regardless if there was an argument or not, or if we just got along. But looking at those shots, we kind of felt like, oh, wow, this came out like that.
Yeah, we were always
Oh,
like,
man,
how
you
did it come
know.
out that good sometimes,
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
That's so. Were you part of the editing as well? Did you like looking at the footage?
He was the
Yeah, Patrick.
editor, and he would check in with me. I would give him like a vision. Like, so for example, I was big on how I wanted the three screen,
Three shot.
the three shot. That was like something when I was writing the screenplay. And I had researched and studied about what that three shot means and in a part of the film and what parts that you put into it. And I had went over that with him and he started to see it. And then I'd explain it. And then I'd put it into with the screenplay and what I wrote with the story. And he kind of picked it up right away and then placing the shots and what part of the scene should be in there.
That was actually the one edit of the movie that actually we were like, wow, that was good. Like we didn't have to tweak it too much. I kind of
Yeah.
completely just understood it.
Yeah.
I saw the reference, and there's lots of movies doing it. And it was funny, the reference we had was that movie Megalopolis
Megalopolis.
or
Yeah.
Coppola, and I was
Yeah.
like, how could we do it better than
Yeah.
Megalopolis?
Yeah.
So and I was like, I know just what to do. And it went into my favorite shot from the movie too, because I like movement with the camera. And the shot is when she's looking down at the coin and then her
Yeah.
head peeks up. It kind of reminds me of those old classic like spy thriller movies or those movie posters from like the 50s or the 60s when it's the lady looking out in the distance. And I was like, this is what I want to do, and we had that dramatic editing, so it's like kind of new mixed with the classic, which I really liked.
Yeah.
So the editing process was very fun to not have like someone piggybacking the whole time, but
Right.
someone checking in.
Yeah, I would check
And
in.
obviously, that's how it's supposed to be. She doesn't direct the edit, but she gives me still the vision that she
Right.
intends.
Right. And I did trust what he was doing. I felt like when we watched the film after completion, I was just like, wow, he really did well with his cinematography on it. So I trusted him with it.
I was watching your stuff. Like, I'm assuming this might be your first time watching yourself act and kind of, and you're kind of piecing your performance together and editing. Have you ever had that experience before?
We're like directing and piecing of how I'm
Yeah, you're
acting it.
piecing your performance together, right? So it's usually like you have to come almost have to step back and like pretend it's not you, right? Because,
Right, because I'm playing a character, the character that I developed. Yeah.
It's not about your vanity. It's about what looks, it's about serving the story, not what looks best, I guess.
It, in the beginning, it was a little difficult to get into just for like, I'd say an hour. I'm gonna admit the first hour of playing those roles, director and then actress and then getting into that character that I developed, I had to like adjust within that hour. Within that hour, I had to adjust. And then it started to come back and then we started, doing a rehearsal And the rehearsal started bringing me back into that story that I put together. And then I was like, okay. And then I even like, there was a moment where I said to him, just to check on what I was directing with that character and acting, just to make sure that I was doing what I wanted to do for that character. And he, it was like I was asking a mirror, you know, am I doing this, playing this character right of how I want it to be? And I would explain, this is how I want to be. You remember that? In that scene when we did with myself and Michael Stone, it was a long scene, just the two main characters together. And that first hour, yeah, I kind of asked him. I was like, hey, do you think I'm doing this character justice? Just to double check as the director. And he says,
Sure,
yeah,
yeah. Of course, yeah.
yeah. And then after I fell into it, so it got better. Yep.
Is there a bigger story here? Like, is there like a feature version of this short?
Well, I've written some more that goes back to the story that I did not include in this short film. And I know, and I purposely left this short film as like a cliffhanger. I wanted the audience to want to see more. And I left it that way also because I wanted to write more. And I'm gonna be working on writing more of her growing up, more of the characters in it, and also more of the grandfathers that created this whole thing and where it stems from. So I do plan on bringing some more in with this.
Gotcha. It's kind of amazing that you guys are both like your mother daughter, but you're kind of like almost at this a very similar stage in your directing and your kind of creativity and your storytelling, right? Meaning that like you're doing these independent films and you're like learning directing. It's interesting. It's like it's an interesting kind of collaboration you guys have.
Oh, mother and son. You said
Yeah.
mother and
Did I
daughter.
say mother and daughter? Oh my God, I'm
Yeah.
so sorry. It's
I was like,
it's 10:30 at night in Toronto. Sorry, I apologize.
it's okay. I was like, what film is that
Sorry, I hope you
one?
don't take too offense to that. I just
No, no.
no,
I
I was
just
talking to
like,
him. Yeah, scratch again.
not at all.
I'll
Not at
just
all.
roll with it.
Yeah, no, I thought you knew my daughter. That's all.
No. Do you have a daughter?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Is
I
she
thought
into
you meant
filmmaking
as
as
in like,
well?
nah.
No,
I thought you
nothing.
meant like as
He
in,
doesn't want anything to do with it.
gotcha.
But
I thought you meant as in that way, but like that I carried on some of her characteristics so that she's a woman.
what was it that you
I
said
was saying
about
that
it?
you guys are at a
Sorry.
very similar stage, like meaning that you guys started in the last couple of years. You started making independent films, started making short films, started learning your directing style. Like it's interesting that you're kind of in the similar, that's kind of, I never really met anybody like a mother son who's had that, like, kind of like, or kind of in the same career path in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, I've had this career path for many years,
Sure.
just had to come back to it.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that when I came back to it and I started teaching through those 10 years, he was
Yeah.
watching the whole time. I mean, I get yelled at by my husband about it. Like, get a real job, you know,
Yeah.
right? But he does admire how well his art with the filming. It's like really creative. You know, he does not deny that. He's like, oh, he made your film look so great. And the
Yeah.
funny thing is that he picked up right when I picked up.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I need a cinematographer. And
It worked out.
he
It worked
rose to
out. Yeah.
the occasion.
Yeah.
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 Hopefully, I could use another one for my next film
Yeah. Yeah.
if he's available.
Yeah. 'Cause you're doing your own thing, right? Like you're doing
Me.
your own, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm into videography and cinematography with like motor vehicles or action stuff or videography freelance, but I like to do the short films because that's the big dream is
Sure.
to work on films. But obviously the influence, yeah, it rubbed off on me. And I took it my own way because she's not totally into cameras as much as I am.
I'm trying to
She's
be more.
trying. She'll
They
get
keep
there.
changing them.
Yeah.
She'll get there. But no, it's definitely I went my own aspects, but they kind of merged together as you could see. But I'm always thankful for that, her showing me the cool movies when I was little. Kill Bill, way too young, But
Yeah.
no, it's definitely something that stuck with me, and I was always like when I was little, I was like, oh, it'd be cool to be in movies. And then when I got older, I was like, that's a lot harder. And I was like, well, anybody can technically, you get a camera, you can make a movie, and it doesn't have to be perfect. But I figured I could do better than just that. So I worked my way up with, learning every day, trying to shoot something every day. And
Tell him what, can he tell you real quick what he worked on real quick? There are
yeah, of
two
course.
jobs.
Yeah.
We'll do it quick. Two
Yeah.
jobs, the Columbus Day and the last one.
Oh, so for freelance work, I've been trying to get in there with camera work as much as possible. So I worked graduation ceremonies with a jib operator. So I worked the camera and assisted setting up the gear. And if you don't know what a jib is, that's the camera crane.
And
Yeah.
where was it?
So I
Come
was at
on.
the Prudential Center in New Jersey for Kane University, their graduation. And then I was at Yankee Stadium for NYU's graduation. So definitely,
And what you did there's at Yankee Stadium?
yeah.
Who was the
So
commencement speaker? Who was the speaker of
Molly Shannon this year from SNL.
superstar?
Molly Shannon
Molly
from,
Shannon? That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So
Superstar.
definitely a spectacle in a different
Was she
aspect for
funny? Like, does she was she funny in her speech?
Oh, it was probably the best graduation speech I've
Yeah.
ever
I gotta
heard.
watch. It's probably on YouTube, right? But I but it's did
Yeah.
she say anything insightful, or I'm always curious about those commencement speeches.
One thing I really took away from it is everything that was taken from her, and she still persisted. Like she lost two family members, her mother and her sister, in a tragic car incident. And her father had to keep raising her and her other sister while they're relearning to walk.
Yeah.
And she still never gave up from all that courage from her father, but also that, keep trying, keep trying. And she was like, I finally got my first job as a waitress, and it was hilarious because that's, something actors always
Sure.
experience. Yeah.
Starving art.
And she just even said, like, I'm gonna do it my own way when she got a second chance because she failed first at SNL. She got another chance to audition, she sent in a tape, and she said, the reason it didn't work the first time is because I was trying too hard and trying to be something I'm not, so I'm gonna do it my own way.
Yeah.
And that's what I took away because being there at a graduation in production from, a camera, position that's someone who's assisting, trying to make it in a world where that's not even filmmaking in a sense, that's, video production, which I'm still grateful to be there and I would love to do that. It's just amazing to hear that she kept going, did it her own way, because you got to show what's unique about you. And that's what I like to bring to all those films that I work on.
Yeah.
Out
And you did the
whatever I
Columbus
can.
Day Parade, remember?
Yeah, I
The
did
Columbus
Columbus
Day Parade. Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day Parade
Yeah.
on Fifth Ave.
Yep.
So, That's cool. That's
yeah.
awesome. So you're on your way.
Trying. It's very competitive. That's why
Sure.
I left. And then I said, you know what? I have a chance to come back. And now today you can make your films and
Yeah.
they've streaming service and everything and your festival and all this makes it possible.
Yeah, thank you.
And I said, you know what? This is the time to strike and get back in it and try. And you know what? Just like you said, no matter how big or how small, it's big for us.
Yeah. Okay, so
Yep.
before that's a dude, that's great. I love that story. Yankee Stadium, they get the NYU. Like, what
Yeah.
do they, how much does that even cost? It's like I'm doing the numbers of my, was it like how many people were there?
The students filled up just the bottom row, and the parents were all the way to the top. So,
That's crazy,
yeah,
right?
lots of tuition in the stands. That's like
Yeah,
really
no, that's what I'm saying. It's just like that's nuts.
yeah. And then
It's
there's little
funny.
who got rejected from that school, and I was like, look at me now.
Oh, yeah, you're working, right? Yeah, so you're yeah, that's the irony, right? So yeah. Okay, so before we leave you guys, we asked in the blog interview what film that you watched the most times in your life. Do you Camila, do you remember what you said?
Yeah, I mean, I kept thinking hard.
Yeah.
Like, The Godfather is always on in my house. But before that, I've always watched the Christmas movie, Chevy Chase,
Yeah.
all the time.
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation,
Christmas, yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
Another SNL alum, I guess, right? So.
oh my God, I love SNL. I wish I could be on SNL, but you never know.
So, anyways, quick segue because I'm reading the Lorne Michaels book right now. Funny, like just I'm in the right in the middle of it, and he's Toronto Jew, right? So he basically there's a pattern because his father died when he was 14, and there's a pattern like Molly Shannon. There's a pattern of a lot of the people who end up casting had parents who passed away very young. There's a pattern of that, including Lorne Michaels, right? So you just mentioned Lorne, you mentioned Rob Molly Shannon parents died, right? So it's interesting about like kind of overcoming that adversity of your parents passing away. Yeah, I was just reading about that today, actually. So it's just funny that you brought that up.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Makes you grateful for sure.
Yeah.
So okay, so Christmas Vacation. So what is yours, Patrick? On put you on the spot. What film have you watched the most?
Oh,
Joe.
Joseph, sorry.
What?
Joseph.
Joseph? His
Yeah.
name.
Yeah. Did I call you Patrick? Like I said, that's riddled. That's so like
I'm her
it's
daughter, Patrick.
okay.
I would have to say the film I watched the
The
most by
most.
default is probably Jaws. I could watch that movie all the
Oh, wow.
time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just because it's incredible. You could just say that, and there's so much
It's Steven
to know
Spielberg.
about it. It's like the film that changed cinema history to what it is now, or at least for a while. Guerrilla filmmaking, horror, action, really gives me inspiration that a small guy could get a chance like that to take on something, and they made it so that he would fail because it was such a hard production, and then he worked around it, made it his own way. He even invented that camera style of like moving with the camera, and he, I guess he's now a registered cinematographer. I'm not too sure about that, but that inspires me that a director can direct the camera itself. And also, it's about a crazy killer shark. I mean, it's amazing. It's on the water. It's
Yeah.
beautiful. It's just, there's so much I could say about it. It's turning 50 this year. I don't know how people haven't seen it, but yeah.
Isn't that crazy that it still stands the test of time after 50 years?
Exactly. That's the
Is
best
it
way to
still
say it.
in Disneyland, Disney
No, it's
World?
not in Universal
It
in
used to be
America.
Studios, yeah.
Been on the ride, so that definitely.
Oh yeah, because when you took the tour, right? The Jaws
Yes.
comes in, yeah.
Come up out of the boat.
I remember in the 1980s, I remember seeing that tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way before you were born. So, yeah.
Yep.
That's
Scary.
amazing. So, yeah, the Christmas Vacation, it's a classic, right? So, yeah. All right. Well, I wish you guys all the ultimate best of success with your film and with your future careers. I'm sure you guys got other films in you. So, why don't we talk when you make your next film?
Sounds
Hope
great.
so. Thank
Yeah.
you. Thank you so much.
Definitely.